Hello everyone. I hope you've been enjoying the night so far and have hopefully made a few new friends as well. As you've already heard, my name is Ksenia and welcome to my box. This is definitely a very accurate representation of my identity, aka my beliefs, thoughts, emotions, etc. Basically, this box symbolizes me. But this box looks a little boring right now. I mean, it's an ASICS shoebox, so what are we expecting? So, allow me to tell you a little bit about myself as I decorate my box in the process. Externally, I'm a two-time select entry high school student. I'm a debater and a public speaker, an athlete in my past years, an emerging model, and an aspiring surgeon. But internally, I don't resonate with this version of myself about 99% of the time. In fact, most of these labels make me feel like an imposter. I mean, I've won public speaking competitions before, I've debated for years in a row now, but I still feel terrified to raise my hand in class to answer a question or contribute to a discussion. I was a state-level swimmer, a representative-level basketball player, and a gymnast, training 16 hours a week. Yet before any sporting event these days, I have mini panic attacks for weeks in advance. I've attended Susan Corey High School and currently attend John Monash Science School, but I still always manage to feel outsmarted by basically everyone around me. Now, please excuse the minor bragging, but all of that to say that I think I'm pretty fake as a person. I purposefully try to portray myself as someone I'm not. The polished, refined version of me that seems fairly socially acceptable. And let's be honest, I'm sure that more than half of you in this room feel the exact same way. Let's just get a quick show of hands. How many of you in here feel that you hide the majority of yourselves from others around you? Okay, so if your hand is up in the air right now, I want you to quickly consider about why this might be the case. Are we nervous that others are going to think less of us? Or maybe that we have no way to control what their judgment of us truly is? Now, I know that I'm not licensed to give out life advice, but after thinking about this for a while, I've come to the conclusion that most of our fear around being truly seen by others stems from our fear of being rejected. For the last 5 years of my life, I've watered down my personality to a level that's fairly digestible by others because I was scared to be rejected. I was terrified to be excluded. I was scared to be talked about behind my own back. And I was frightened that people would think of me less than them. But wait, I shouldn't be talking past tense. I still feel this way about everything that I do. Now, to those of you who raised your hand before, or even if you didn't, but you still resonate with some of what I'm saying, you're not alone in feeling like this. In fact, a study found that around 56% of teenagers within society today feel they can't be their truest selves around other people for a fear of being judged. And sorry for throwing out the statistic over there, but I just wanted to touch upon this point because truthfully, I think, as a society, we aren't the most inclusive. I think we have this false narrative of what an inclusive society really is. It doesn't mean you have to love everyone and everything. That's unreasonable. But what isn't far-fetched is allowing people to be themselves freely, treating each other as we all deserve to be treated, as humans. And to be honest with you, as the future leaders of our world, I think it's pretty important that we build and foster such an environment where less and less people feel that they'll be excluded, gossiped about, or even negatively judged. But unfortunately, one of the only ways to do this is to throw yourself out of your comfort zone and start being vulnerable and open with other people about who you really are and the struggles that you are facing. So tonight, I want to set you all a goal, a benchmark that I want every single one of you to try and achieve. Tonight is a night to experience new things, meet new people, and listen to new ideas. I encourage you to shed even just a little bit of your polished facade and let other people in to who you truly are. Not who you pretend to be or who you want to be. Let others into who you are right now at this present moment. Allow yourself to be vulnerable and grant the opportunity for other people to experience your presence fully. Because in the end, if each of us conceals our authentic personalities in small cardboard boxes, we'll always be surrounded by mere labels, rather than the depth and truth that comes from showing who we really are.